Five Things I Want to Talk About, by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, "There are various grades of men, and out of many thousands one may be sufficiently interested in transcendental realization to try to know what is the self, what is the body, and what is the absolute truth. Generally mankind is simply engaged in the animal propensities, namely eating, sleeping, defending and mating, and hardly anyone is interested in transcendental knowledge." Srila Prabhupada, Bhagavad Gita, 7.3 purport.
1. Why are we here?
Have you ever thought about that? I know that we are here. You are you. I am me. No one will dispute either claim. We see others around us. The picture today might be different from the picture tomorrow. That is the ever-changing landscape. We are here, but why? Who placed us in this situation? Why are some of us living in this part of the world, while others are somewhere else? Why do some people take birth in a culture of kindness, compassion, and etiquette, while others know only envy and backstabbing since the time of birth?
2. What will happen to us after the end?
To where will we go? Will we cease to exist? I sure hope not. I don't remember everything from my childhood. I don't remember the time spent in the womb. Despite the lack of memory, I still existed during those times. I hope the same will continue after the end. I hope to remain viable, but where is the confirmation? To what authority figure can we question? Who will be able to provide a suitable answer?
3. What is our purpose?
Okay, no one knows why we are here. No one is sure what will happen after the end. Has anyone thought to reach a conclusion as to our purpose? What are we supposed to be doing? Is there even a grading system? Is any single person living life better than another person? What is the standard by which to judge? It can't be money, since wealthy people are known to be the most miserable, at least in my experience.
4. Where did everyone else go?
I miss my family members, the departed ones. I would like to have some additional time with them. I want to let them know how much I appreciate everything they did for me. But I have no idea how to approach them. I don't know where they are. Everyone from the past is gone. We know this for sure.
5. Do you think there is a God?
Not as a passing thought, but through serious consideration. Do you think there is one being that stands above all others? Do you think there is a single source to the universe? We don't know of anything that manifests on its own. There is always a cause to an effect, even if that cause was thousands of years ago. What is the cause of this universe in which we live? Do you think it is God?
Try bringing up any of these topics in general conversation. If you are lucky to find someone willing to indulge you, someone who is not glued to their smartphone, someone who is not regularly intoxicated, someone who is able to sit in peace for 5 minutes, the subsequent conversation will likely not last long. To begin, who is actually sufficiently capable of answering the questions? Who has the knowledge necessary for removing the doubts? In the absence of such knowledge, the interests shift elsewhere. Change the subject, they will advise, either subtly or directly. Talk about the upcoming election. The scores from last night's games. The weather. The possibility of changing jobs. Moving to a different city. Renovating the house or guiding the children along the best career path. The overall lack of shared interest should not dissuade a person from seeking answers. These questions are rooted in intelligence. The human being received this gift of intelligence for a reason. In the same way that a higher class person can be known by the activities they choose, the places they live, the way they handle difficulties in life, and the general level of sobriety, so the most cultured living being is the one who maintains an awareness of higher matters. Vedic culture indulges these interests and more. To inquire about the absolute truth is to answer the call of the human birth. In no other species can such an inquiry be made, though we find the same vibrancy of life. The origin, the original cause, the living being, the material nature, the difference between spirit and matter, the past travels of living entities, the potential future destinations, the highest being overseeing everything, the location of that highest being, the means of interaction, the purpose to a very existence, it is possible to spend an entire lifetime within such study. There is no need to feel isolated or alone.
Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Yavan yash chasmi tattvata. Tato ma tattvato gyatva. Vishte tadanantaram.
Quote, one can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 18.55.
The person who explains such topics and more, who institutes a mechanism of propagation to maintain the culture into the future, can only be known by devotion. An approach with a lack of envy, with an earnest desire to please and remain connected, can answer all of life's questions and more. In closing, from lotus feet to adore. Answer to questions and more. Of life and future abound. In sacred wisdom found. Others into temporary persuading. Inquiry into God dissuading. But intelligence for this purpose meant. Blessed to human form sent. Such that my issues proudly to take. And Gita a suitable companion to make.